The Avant trial, like the NSABP COA trial, is looking at certainly what I guess is the most interesting question in adjuvant therapy right now, which is the addition of bevacizumab. But it's also looking at the issue of the potential role of capecitabine as opposed to infusional 5-FU. And a lot of resources are being put into, you know, that third arm in the trial, which at one point the NSABP was going to do that too, but decided not to. Do you think that from a practical patient point of view, that's justifiable? In other words, do you think that the benefits of capecitabine are significantly greater than infusional 5-FU?
I think what it would do is give you an option. And I personally have patients who are very happy with infusional 5-FU, even when given the option. There may be other patients who just refuse and do not want a central, you know, line. Remember, most of the time with oxaliplatin, you're talking central line anyway, but who don't want to wear a pump. So I think really what it does is more in patient options rather than, you know, the spectrum of toxicity is somewhat different. The question that remains unanswered from those two trials and will not be answered by those trials is the duration of bevacizumab. You know, one of the thoughts was is that if you were preventing the growth of new blood vessels, maybe people should be on bevacizumab for the rest of their lives. Well, obviously that's not a practical option, both from a toxicity standpoint. Because remember, we thought anti-angiogenesis agents were not going to have any toxicity. They've pretty much done that, but they still have some toxicity. The other thing is that it's probably not practical from a resource standpoint to have, you know, hundreds of thousands of people, because remember, it builds up every year on bevacizumab for the rest of their lives. So the question is, how long do you treat? Now, remember, we still don't know how long to treat with cytotoxic agents. There's some data that shorter courses, there's some British data, for example, that shorter courses, chemotherapy may be as good as 6 months. And we were, remember, it wasn't that long ago we were treating patients for a year. So we're continuing the 5-FU, the fluoropyrimidine, oxaliplatin, and bevacizumab for 6 months. Both those trials have Bev alone for six additional months. And what these trials will not answer is whether that additional 6 months adds anything.